This is Tate Servance at the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have some local news, but just before we start, let's get going. Michigan lawmakers are advancing a bipartisan package to tighten regulation of drones amid rising concerns about their use near prisons, power plants, and other sensitive sites. A coalition of Republican and Democratic legislators has introduced a 14-bill package that would create statewide rules for unmanned aircraft, including a drone registry and new powers for law enforcement to act against devices deemed dangerous or suspicious. Lead sponsor, Representative William Bruck of Erie Township, points to incidents involving drones over prisons, critical infrastructure, and airports as evidence that existing law does not give officers clear authority to step in before harm occurs. Supporters stress that bills are aimed at illicit activity and would not interfere with typical agricultural, commercial, or recreational drone operations. Bruck says the package has support from House Speaker Matt Hall and includes an equal number of Democratic and Republican co-sponsors, underscoring that it's bipartisan framing. The legislation is expected to receive its first committee hearing in mid-December, opening a broader debate over how Michigan should police its increasingly busy airspace. There are several positive things happening in the village of Cass City, though. According to village manager Debbie Powell, several property owners have been creating and renovating second floor space into one and two bedroom apartments. To help with having more living space in the community, the council approved allowing living space in the back of businesses in the downtown area several months ago with some provisions. However, the living space has to be less than 50% of the space of the commercial area and in the back of the building. We are building the population in the village one person and one family at a time, noted Powell. In addition, new businesses are also being added. A rental storage unit facility is being built at North Shell Road and Door Road, and DJ's Portable Toilets and Septic Service is building a facility in the industrial park on Door Road. Village officials are working with several investors on multiple building projects that include the former Coach Light building and the former Cultural Center, as well as other downtown businesses that have been purchased by developers. Also, the long-abandoned former Nestle building is being renovated for commercial use with the use of grants from the state. There has been interior remediation and exterior removal of the lead windows and contaminated soil there. The next step in the process to make the building usable again is installing a vapor mitigation system for internal air control and then abatement of the lead paint inside. All of that is part of the work that has been done this year, and there's definitely more to come. Plans are being developed for a meat market, a bakery, a wine bar, and more in 2026. In other news, former Huron County Funeral Home owner Terry Alvin Kaufman, 71, has been charged with 39 felony counts for allegedly embezzling nearly $193,000 in prepaid funeral and insurance funds connected to 55 victims over a 10-year period, according to the Michigan Attorney General's office. Kaufman, former owner of Kaufman & Co. Funeral Home in Bad Axe, was arraigned in Huron County 73B District Court before Judge Julianne M. Ferris on charges that include conducting a criminal enterprise, multiple counts of embezzlement by an agent, 31 counts of conversion of funeral contracts, and he is accused of failing to escrow funds received through the Huron County Public Guardian and instead using the money for personal expenses, including his own salary. Attorney General Dana Nessel said families who prepay for funeral services expect their money to be safeguarded and pledged that her office will continue to pursue those who exploit such arrangements. Kaufman is scheduled to return to 73B District Court before Judge Ferris on December 4th, 2025. In other news, we have our national news. Federal health officials report that data collected during the prior administration showed 10 child deaths associated with the COVID-19 vaccinations, with the Food and Drug Administration emphasizing that the findings are being reviewed in the broader context of vaccine safety, monitoring, and existing benefit risk assessments. In international news, the African Union has suspended Guinea-Bissau following a military coup and the appointment of a new prime minister by soldiers, reiterating its stance against unconstitutional changes of government and calling for a swift return to civilian rule. At this time, we do have our weather by Steve Adamson.